What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Baby, don't hurt. Fuck, how do I start this?
I think there's like music.
No, there's the music already played. This is when I say.
Oh, that's happened already?
Yeah, no, the music should have already played.
So we're in the podcast now.
Yeah, this is the podcast.
That's what this is? Shit. I think you like say hi.
Right. Yeah, that's how this goes, like, right?
You gotta welcome
the music
people.
Plays and it's all like, what is love?
Yeah.
Baby, don't hurt. And that plays for a couple seconds.
No more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And then I come in with that hot, fresh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, sorry. I got a little...
Ooh.
It felt good.
That felt good.
I'm like a little uncomfortable.
Man,
it's been a while. It's been a time.
We forgot to cover BIP, even though we assured everyone several times we were not going to do that.
People lie. Get over it.
Yeah, we might be bad.
I'm just giving our audience hard truths.
Just hard truths. We lied to you.
People lie.
We said we were going to cover BIP and we didn't.
I'm going to be a great parent.
And like our first episode on BIP was like 3 weeks late to begin with. And then, I don't know if you remember this, we recorded an episode about the second week of BIP that was so bad, it is in the trash.
Yeah, we just threw it out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we threw it out, just because you and I both have always agreed that we want the product that we're giving to at least, but to really be something that we're both proud of, and we just definitely both didn't feel
that
like
episode
that.
Wasn't. That was a bad episode, so it went in the trash.
So you'll never hear it.
Yeah, you'll never hear it.
Unless you support us on our Patreon.
Which we don't have.
Which we don't have, but we would love to make one if you want to hear it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Come listen to this. Pay extra money so you can hear the bad episodes.
I would pay for that. No, it's like you pay for outtakes when you buy like a DVD.
Yeah, I know, but the outtakes are like inherently funny, usually, because it's like people fucking up. That episode was like half us getting mad at each other.
That's fair. I don't think they want
to hear
our aggressive podcasting.
that was some mad.
It was hot, all right? It was the middle of summer. We were all hot. Everyone was hot. It's a hot podcast.
But now it's December and it's cold.
And it's cold.
So what are we doing here? There hasn't been a new episode of The Bachelor.
I just think, well, you know, what? I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Well, that's why we're here, Alan. Because Bachelor in Paradise may have ended in September.
But we sure didn't.
Batch Nation keeps moving forward.
It never stops.
When the cameras aren't rolling, Batch Nation still exists. There's still drama going on Batch Nation that we're here to talk about.
We are a close-knit family, and we will support each other, and we push forward. We keep going through the hard times.
Through the hard times.
And that's why we're here.
So we put this episode together as a way to sort of get us back on the airwaves, and also so we can talk a little bit about all that's been going on in Batch Nation.
Because boy howdy, has there been a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And also we feel like we could probably touch a little bit on sort of what happened on BIP a little bit.
Yeah, we can kind of recap that, give our hot takes for everything that's happened.
So we have a loose strategy for how we're going to handle this
episode. I think that describes everything we do.
Yeah, we have some topics we want to go through. Our goal with this episode is we want to work backwards.
Yeah.
From today,
most recent to the, because we can't spoil anything for you now.
Exactly, and we're going to work backwards to BIP. So we're going to talk about a lot of the things that happen at the end of BIP before we work our way backwards. We're not even going to go all the way to the beginning of BIP because fuck.
But just the end of BIP and a lot of the things that happened between then and now, and starting it now.
This is what in the video games industry would be called a spoiler cast.
A spoiler cast. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You.
So there's, I feel like there's another thing I needed to say. Was there?
There's so much.
There's so many things to say.
Now that we're together again.
Yeah. Right. It's beautiful. Shit. I think we should just rip the Band-Aid off first and say, Oh, that's the thing I wanted to fuck. That's the thing. We fucked up
that's
already.
That's the thing I wanted to fuck.
No, we...
don't say that no, and point at me.
No. I was that's the thing I wanted to say. Sorry. Hold on. No, I was going to say that's the thing I was going to talk about, but then I also was saying I fucked up. So it came out as that's the thing I wanted to fuck. So, not...
I think that's the episode title.
I mean, that's kind of the whole premise of The Bachelor. The whole premise of The Bachelor is that's the thing I want to fuck, right?
Oh, I'm crying. That's so funny. Oh, okay. Let's moving on.
So the in working our way backwards, we've already fucked up in that as we're recording this right now, Chris Harrison is doing a live reveal of the cast of the upcoming season of The Bachelor on Facebook and on Twitter, on social media, that we can't seem to stream right now. And with our limited time, we thought it'd be best to record this episode and then do a hot take episode maybe next week.
And then we can give everyone our reactions. Maybe who, if you're planning on doing some sort of Bachelor fantasy.
Which we do. Yep, we do.
Which we do do.
Yep.
And maybe we give our picks who we think might be their, yeah, you know, some hot picks.
We'll do a spoiler cast. We'll do a cast on the girls.
I think that'll be a fun podcast because we were talking about that and that was like, I was like, that's a really good idea. Like,
yeah,
just kind of giving like our first impressions of everyone who we think might get a first impression rose, who we think might be strong candidates.
Yeah.
If you might want to make your draft picks, that sort of thing. I think that's cool.
So we'll do that. We'll do that maybe next week.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to start with, since we've already said it, we have our Bachelor for January.
Yes, we do.
No one is happy about it.
No one likes this.
It is Colton Underwood. So if you don't remember Colton...
We groaned so hard. And that was the thing. Like, everyone kept, like... We were saying, like, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? And you were telling me you thought Colton.
Yeah.
There were some rumblings that you thought it was going to be Colton. And I was just, God, I hope you're not right, but it's probably true.
So Colton is The Bachelor. And if you forgot Colton, you should probably get yourself checked. Because almost the entire first half of the season of BIP was about him. And his relationship with Tia. And also his virginity.
Which, don't ever forget it.
Which, don't forget it.
He's a virgin. Don't forget it!
Colton's virginity is the new let's do the damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it real it it legitimately,
which
is
funny because he hasn't done the damn thing.
As far as we know,
he may have by now.
He may have like had a lot of fantasy suites.
Hachimachi,
well,
yeah,
at least four.
Yeah, three.
Fuck Palace is three.
Hometowns is four.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Hometowns,
right.
The part of the season where Colton goes to the hometowns. That's weeks from now.
You're
that's
right. No,
months.
You're right. Sorry, it's been so long.
it's been a long time. So we talked about sort of any other potential Bachelor picks. Mm-hmm. My front runner was always John.
Without Kendall, it was always Joe.
Yeah, Joe. So that's another spoiler cast alert. Ding ding ding.
If you didn't know.
So we'll get back. We'll work our way back to it. But Joe
but John
and Kendall
was definitely like.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he's such a good kid, and it seemed like they were building him towards that with his BIP.
Yeah, no, John,
because he would always like be in a different relationship going forward, and it didn't seem like he was really sticking with anyone, even though he had a great time. Everyone fucking loves John.
Yeah, everyone loves. No one has like a bad thing to say about John.
I
also think that like, because right around the time when they announced The Bachelor, that was right when like Crazy Rich Asians had just come out in theaters.
Yes.
So like, yo, Asians are hot now. And I'm saying this as an Asian man myself.
Yeah, you can
so,
say that.
So, like, yo, John, let's...
They're the in thing.
Yeah, yo, Asians are in right now. That may have already passed at this point. We might not be in anymore.
You passed your time, Alex.
I feel like everyone forgot about Crazy Rich Asians already.
Until it comes out on DVD. I feel like it already did. I forgot about that.
Exactly. but basically, I was just saying, I think John should have been The Bachelor. I think, like, just given...
Really good.
He seemed like a really great guy.
He's very charismatic. He's great on camera.
He's very successful,
he's very
too.
Successful.
Like, he would have been The Bachelor, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's the one I want to get.
Yeah, whereas Colton's just kind of like an okay football man.
With a good charity.
With that charity. And,
he's an okay football boy who's got a nice charity, but, you know, doesn't want to give it up.
Yeah. The Bachelor's Colton. No one's happy about this.
But you know what? You know what I gotta admit, though, I am happy about?
Tell me.
Their publicity around him being the Bachelor is fantastic.
It is on point. His tagline for his season, you know, Becca had, let's do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Ari had some.
I'm old. I like cars. I'm Ari.
Yeah. Rachel's was, we have a black one now. Nick was, fourth times the charm.
We have a black one now.
That was racist, but that kind of was like the tagline of her season, and like it kind of hung there all season.
We talked about that a lot.
Yeah, but so Colton's tagline is, "What has he got to lose?"
Psst, it's his virginity.
It's his virginity.
That's the joke.
And then they put out another poster.
Which guys, we're funny.
Yeah.
This is the best. I can't make a joke funnier than this.
That it's Colton, but in the same pose and shirt and lighting as the poster.
I think they just put his face on the 40-year-old virgin.
No, it's a poster for the 40-year-old virgin. I don't think they put his face on it. It looks like
that's like the hairy arms that he has.
It looks like Colton's like chest. You know, Colton's like
that's
a big chested
man. Yeah.
You know,
fair.
But they put Colton on the 40-year-old virgin poster.
And then they put The Bachelor, and then
what does he have to lose, yeah.
I was stunned at how fucking funny that
It's hilarious.
Was. It's the funniest thing I think they've ever done.
Colton, like...
Whoever at ABC who's working for The Bachelor, that... ABC?
ABC, yes.
Thank goodness, I got that right.
That's the channel.
Yeah, I know, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Whoever is working for them that had that thought, you deserve a goddamn award.
I'm not sure if it actually was someone at ABC. I think Judd Apatow may have just done it himself.
Judd Apatow, you deserve a goddamn award. Because that is so fucking funny.
I think he just did it and ABC said, this is funny, we're going to take it.
Oh, okay. Then fine.
Yeah, but...
It's
still good.
It's still hilarious.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that... Colton, and I know this is like such wishful thinking, I really hope Colton can get a good edit his season. Like, I hope they can make him look good. I know he won't.
I think we hope this every single time, but I just think this one, I just feel like this is going to be exceptionally not great.
But here's my problem. There was such a negative backlash to Colton being The Bachelor.
Yeah.
People were vocal that... We don't want Colton to be The Bachelor.
Yeah, no one wanted Colton.
They
to be the Bachelor.
Really have to make Colton look good. That like we because
yeah,
they want
be like,
us
let's
to
let's make
root
him look
him.
So bad.
Yeah,
that like no one watches the show. Like no, we have to make him look like he's good in the show.
Yeah,
yeah, you make a good point.
And like after everything that like sort of went down with him, like on Becca's season, it's just like we didn't want this, and he didn't get a great edit on Becca's season. I don't think.
No.
So I think coming
into... It
wasn't
terrible, but it wasn't like... It wasn't great. I understood what happened between him and Tia. I got it.
Yeah.
Like, he gave it a shot. It didn't really work. And
And we'll talk about Bip later on. Yeah. But I just think that with the negative... With everything negative, like, they really need to make Colton look good.
Yeah, this has to be the best edit they can give anyone.
Yeah. Because they want us to root for Colton. Like they we like.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into this season and think I don't want this boy to find love.
Right. I hope all the women leave.
I hope they all leave.
I hope they just show up and leave.
I hope they go through the whole process, get to the fuck palace, and then all three women just decide no.
No. Thanks for
just knock the desk a little bit.
Thanks for the vacation.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not, but I would love it if it did.
Because you see the trailers. Let's talk about that trailer for a second. There was a trailer for that season. There's one thing about that trailer.
I think I counted the word virgin like 100 times?
No, we can talk about virginity jokes for days. Can we talk about that last shot, though, where Colton just effortlessly leaps over a fence?
So, he's an athletic boy.
He's athletic, but he like just... There's
a
fence.
Not vaults, but just like... Vroom.
This fence is easily 7 feet high.
Easily,
because Colton's not a short man.
No, he's a big football boy.
He's a football boy. He's got to be at least 6 feet. Colton's got to be 6 feet minimum. I say
it has to be.
I could look up his height right now, but I'm not going to.
Maybe like 6'1" and nice shoes on.
Yeah, and Colton walks up to this fence like it's the fence of Batch Mansion, which we'll get to in a second. And you hear Chris Harris in the background yelling, "Colton,
Colton,
come back!"
Colton, come back! Just walks, come back, Colton.
Colton just walks towards this fence, just puts his hand on top of it, and just leaps over it.
Yeah, he's a he. That was impressive.
Yeah, like no, wow, you know, Colton.
Whatever is happening in the season, that's very impressive.
Yeah, this is that. Like that's gonna be wild.
He's running away.
Yeah, Colton.
I'm running away, Dad.
It's right before Fantasy Suites. He's like getting cold feet right before he has to have sex for the first time, and he just goes no, Dad, and he runs.
Dad, you can't make me. You can't make me touch these women, Dad. That, and you know, we've talked about Chris Harrison like being a very fatherly role.
Yeah, we talk about
there's
Dad all the
never
time.
Gonna be. I don't think there's gonna be a season where like he's gonna be more of a father than.
No, this I think Chris Harrison is gonna be very fatherly this season.
He's just gonna like sit him down. Well, son, the birds and the bees.
Here's the thing. An important Colton thing. Is a virgin. That aside, though, Colton is also very young. He's he was 26 on Becca's season.
He's one of the younger bachelors.
He is one of the youngest bachelors.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he is the youngest.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to say.
I don't think he's the youngest, but he's definitely on the young end.
Yeah, so I went with younger.
Because like Nick was in his 30s, Ari was in his 30s, Ben Higgins was in his late 20s, I think.
Are we sure he's in his 30s?
He's 45. Ari was 36 when he was the Bachelor.
This looks like he's.
I know he does look like he's 50. But yeah, Colton is definitely on the young side, which means we're gonna have some young contestants.
Oh my god, yeah, we could have some like Becca M.
We're gonna have some Becca the Destroyers on this season, but it's not gonna be like a shocker anymore. It's gonna be like, yeah, I'm 22. Wow, you're kind of old, huh? Like it's gonna be it's gonna be a little different this time around. We're gonna have I think more like egregious reactions to like women in their 30s this season.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh.
It's just like Colton's 26 and you're 34. All right. But that's not like a shocker. That's not like something that is gonna like be hidden from people. Like it was right. like Becca, the Destroyer of Worlds.
Right. Yeah. Oh, what age is she? Who knows?
Yeah. I really hope we don't have any like mystery ages this season. That was the worst goddamn thing. Yeah.
It wasn't good. It was like, oh, that's her age. Okay.
Okay. And, like, they kept it a mystery, but you could just fucking check her Instagram. It was there the whole time.
Yeah. Didn't take a lot of digging.
Didn't take a lot of research. Didn't have to go to the library and look up the Dewey Decimals.
So yeah, Colton's a bachelor.
So Colton is the bachelor.
Well, Chris Harrison's going to be a father.
Chris Harrison's going to be a...
He's going to be a father again.
Chris Harrison's going to be a dad again. Speaking of people who are going to be dads,
I think we can pivot away from Colton.
Can pivot away from Colton now.
So there's some big news just within the Bachelor world.
Yep,
This is the Batch Nation.
This is Batch Nation, baby.
Two former contestants are both pregnant.
They're both contestants. Let's start with Becca the Destroyer.
She is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Fairly far along.
I think she's due pretty soon, actually.
So much earlier, we had talked about that Becca the Destroyer was going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, because she was invited to Paradise after Ari's season ended.
Yes, but then she had pulled out, and apparently it was just because she was in a relationship.
That was the official reason why. Although apparently it was more than that.
She had also gotten pregnant,
and I understand not wanting to share that with the world immediately.
100%.
But now she's sharing everything with the world. So
there isn't a time where there isn't a picture of her showing that she's pregnant.
I unfollowed her on Instagram. I got tired of her.
I'm getting to that point.
I never liked her, so I'm not sure why I followed her on Instagram in the first place.
I get frustrated following people like from this show on Instagram anyway, because 9/10 of it is just buy my box.
Yeah, but I also like I like seeing their friendships. So, like, when they're not talking about...
Okay. Actually, you know who has a good Instagram? Dean has a good Instagram.
Dean does have a good Instagram, though.
Because he is not selling me shit constantly. So, yeah. And he's just like, look at this cool shit I'm doing. I'm like, that's some cool shit.
Kenny has a good Instagram,
Kenny
too.
Does have a good Instagram.
Yeah.
But, like I understand of occasion and you're like, hey, like, I'm using this cool product. I just want to support it.
Yeah.
That's... I find that to be a little different than, like, I'm selling this box. Buy this thing. I'm selling this stuff. Buy this stuff. Dude, come on. This isn't fun.
Yeah, but Becca the Destroyer's Instagram is just like
it's fine.
It's like I don't.
I get okay. You're pregnant. That's great. I'm so happy for
you. No, I'm thrilled. But it's like she just seems to like, she's, and it's not even just her pregnancy. It's just that she just seems to be like really trying to hold on to like her bachelor fame, like really trying to hold on to that 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she, it looks, there are times when I feel like she's trying to start shit with people.
She started
some shit with Raven that kind of pissed me off. She started some shit with Leo that turned out to be like, all right, good. But like, just, all right, get out of here, Leo. We'll talk about Leo later. And then, but it like she really seems to be like really grasping for straws here.
And I
feel like she might be like exploiting that pregnancy a little bit, but like,
it's starting to
edge on that.
So just cause it's like every other picture. Not every other. I think every picture is like, pregnant. Guess what? I'm pregnant. You guys know I'm pregnant?
And the
I'm
thing
pregnant.
Is, the,
Look
the,
at my
the
stomach.
Thing is,
I'm pregnant.
The thing is, though, like we obviously can't comment too much on being pregnant because it's something we can't do.
You're right. It's a beautiful thing that, like, should be celebrated.
And like, yeah. And I know, like, I've had, like there are people that I know who are not Bachelor contestants who have been pregnant who will post a lot about it on the internet.
Fair.
And it, but, like, I feel like there's a slight difference when you're, like, approaching public figure status.
I see what you're saying. I'm gonna pull that judgment back, but just still unfollow her on Instagram because I just don't want to keep looking at it. And that's my that's my choice.
Yeah, exactly. Other pregnancy in Batch Nation is Lauren B.
She who's up there? I guess her and Ari are just
her.
Really happy.
Yeah, her and Ari. They're getting married in January.
They're getting. Oh, you didn't think of that.
No, that was they said that in the trailer for Ari's season.
Oh, really? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, the trailer for Ari's season. They talked a lot about how the season was starting January 1st.
I didn't hear that. That went right off my head.
Yeah, but they are getting married in January.
A year later.
Yep, a year about. Later. About. Lauren
That's
B
good.
Is pregnant.
That's nice too.
Yep. In a weird move, they've made an Instagram page for this child.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, apparently people do.
Right?
I don't know if it is, but what I do like about it is it's kind of sequestering all their pregnancy posts to that page.
Right.
Whereas
I think they recognized it. It's like, if you do want to see the updates, here it is.
Maybe they thought to themselves, gee, everyone is kind of sick of Becca's shit.
What if that was really the thing?
Yeah. Let's make a separate page for our pregnancy so we can keep our Instagram followers and keep selling sugar bear care hair bears.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah. I mean, Ari doesn't do a lot of that sponsorship because he's a race man. But
yeah, he's the car boy.
He's the car boy. But I actually don't follow Lauren on Instagram.
I don't either.
She wasn't my favorite contestant. But
I don't think she was anyone's favorite. No, no one was in there. Lauren.
Yo, Lauren. Yeah, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm all in this girl's corner.
I don't think anyone was thinking that.
I'm sure people were like, I'm sure she's nice, but I'm not supporting her.
Yeah. So that's the other pregnancy.
Good for them. All judgments aside, I wish them health.
Yeah.
And happiness. And I hope that they have
like we've talked
lives.
About this a fair bit. I think this is a goofy show for goofballs, and it's a stupid concept and it's dumb. But at the same time, like, I don't want any of these people to be sad. Like,
right? Like I
want them
to
like,
be happy,
like,
and have good
like,
lives.
It's genuinely like sad when like these couples break up. Like, I really, I may not have been rooting for like Nick and Vanessa, but like I was like, oh, they broke up. Yeah. Oh, I was definitely there for Nick. I'm still there for Nick.
Yeah.
This poor boy.
Nick, I'm sure he's
someone marry that boy, please.
Someone marry that boy. Which is like, pretty much what that whole telly season was titled.
Yeah.
Someone marry him, please.
The Bachelor, I guarantee you in a year, in the next 5 years, I think Nick will be The Bachelor again.
I would love that.
And they're just going to change the name of the show to Someone Marry Nick.
Someone just, please take him.
Someone marry Nick.
Take him.
Because I feel like it's weighing heavily on Chris Harrison at this point. And he makes...
The one I could never get, Karen.
Nick makes
He's
jokes
the one
about
I could
it.
Never get.
Nick makes jokes about it a lot. Like Elan Gale, the executive producer of the show, wrote a book about a year ago. And Nick posted a picture of... I have the book. It's a good book.
But we've definitely
talked about
book,
it. Yeah. Nick posted a picture of him holding a copy of the book. and said, "Wow, you're better at writing than you are at helping me find love."
Oh shit. That's very good.
Yeah.
And like we said, like, his edit wasn't great, but we all, yeah, like, when you see those random, those weird Nick moments, yeah, like the Tyrannosaurus.
Also,
Rex,
Nick's Instagram Nick is pretty
very
solid.
Yeah, but he is very funny. Like, he is. Like, I'm sure Nick would be a good guy to hang out with.
He does a lot of, like, Q&As on Instagram.
I dig that.
Like, he does it a lot. He answers a lot of questions. He's never answered that. Mine. I want to know who his favorite superhero is.
Keep asking.
I'm going to keep asking. Somebody asked him, how old were you when you lost your virginity? And he just said, younger than Colton.
Nick with the fucking right hook.
And then someone asked him, what happened between you and Andy? And he just posted a picture of Josh Murray and said, this happened. And I just look at his Instagram and I'm just like, Nicholas.
He's very good.
He's good. He's Nicholas good. Is good.
He's good at the internet.
Nick is like the kind of guy I'd get a beer with.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like that he's good at the internet. Like,
he's good at the internet. I always like that.
So should we move to? Are we? Do you think that's?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I think that covers it. Let's talk a bit about. Just touch real quick on. This feels really weird to say. Let's talk about the fire in California.
Yeah. Let's do that without being insensitive.
Let's try to do this without being insensitive in any way, because there are a lot of bad things about it.
Yeah.
And there were initial reports that Batch Mansion had been burned down. Had burned down.
No, I don't think it was that it burned down. I think that there was structures around.
It was on fire,
It was in the path of it.
Yeah.
And it was in danger of potentially burning down.
Yeah.
Which, you know, okay, we're not.
God, we are walking monsters. On so many eggshells right now.
We're not monsters.
This is. We shouldn't have brought this up at all.
No, I think. No. I don't know. We will tread. Like, we've been walking on eggshells since the minute we started this podcast.
I know. But now we're like talking about natural disasters. Like,
no. I know. But I'm saying is like that was just a thing that had happened.
It's a thing that happened
during the California wildfires.
Yes.
And we had learned about it.
Yep.
And thankfully, that did not burn down.
Batch Mansion survived.
Which was
there good. Are so many more important things that are going on.
But this is a Bachelor show.
But this is a Bachelor podcast, want to get that.
So it's okay to mention that this was a thing that happened. We're not being insensitive. We're saying this is a thing that happened in the history of our Bachelor Nation right now, and we have to just say that it
Batch Mansion is fine.
Yes.
Which I think it's just proof that, and I said this before we started recording, that love is fleeting. But The Bachelor is forever. Fire cannot kill The Bachelor.
Mansion.
Batch Mansion. Fire might be able to kill Colton.
Yeah. So, we wanted to just touch on that.
Send me right to hell.
Yeah, touch on that real quick. And we can move away from that little topic. I don't want us to get any hate mail for this.
Oh, we're going to get so much.
The first voice comment we'll ever get is, yo, fuck you
guys. Fuck you
guys. Fuck this shit.
Well, let's talk about something nice then.
Yes,
you know,
please.
A lot of people, you know, were, you know, left homeless by this fire, and that's bad. And I was watching a video on Thanksgiving. A lot of people, you know, who didn't have homes to have Thanksgiving dinner in, Master Chef Guy Fieri came out and cooked turkeys for all of them.
Really?
Yeah. I know this isn't related to The Bachelor.
No, but that's
just,
like really nice. I didn't know Guy Fieri did that.
Yeah. I saw this interview. He was like, yeah, I was watching TV. I saw a lot of people
He's from California.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He's like, I saw a lot of people just didn't have a Thanksgiving dinner. So I called up some of my chef friends. We're out here cooking turkeys, making sides for all the people.
That's beautiful.
Apparently Guy Fieri is just the nicest man
what
in the world.
What a good guy.
What a guy.
What a good guy he is.
Guy Fieri for Bachelor.
He's the best guy.
Guy Fieri would make the best Bachelor, even though he's married and has like 3 kids.
We're here cooking up some love.
Cooking up love.
All right. That's all I got. That's my Guy Fieri impression.
Alan's doing finger guns right now.
There's a lot of finger guns in my impression of Guy Fieri.
My favorite thing about Guy Fieri, and that's what's something I hate that I just said those words, is that he consistently looks like a fire-type gym leader.
Yeah, he does look like... Yeah, no, you've said that a million times.
I say that all the time. And
this is now a Guy Fieri podcast.
This is now... What a guy.
What a guy! Oh, shit!
What a guy. The Guy Fieri fan cast. Guy
Fieri fan cast. We follow his entire life and accolades. We dissect every road of Triple D.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. Drivers, drive-ins, drives. Dungeons
Welcome
and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. That's the thing. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Have we really hit everything about Batch Nation from like the end of BIP to now?
I don't think there was anything that was super world rocking other than these couple of things.
We forgot things. This episode was just kind of an excuse to put a podcast together because we haven't done this
but we're definitely hitting on the main, like the biggest.
We're hitting
things
on some important points
within the community,
and definitely just reserving a place in hell for both of us.
That's fair. I'm pretty sure that ship sailed a while ago.
Yeah, that ship has sailed a long time ago. Let's talk about BIP. Let's talk about we're going to do this. So let's talk about sort of the couples that came out of the end of BIP. So in an official, let's start with the weird one. Let's start with Chris R. and Crystal.
Yeah.
They're engaged.
They're engaged and still engaged.
We really.
Going fine. They're the two people I don't like.
I don't like either of them. But you know what? I think they're kind of perfect for each other.
Yeah, because they apparently like each other and everything's going fine. There's literally nothing to report
there. Yeah, there really isn't. I don't follow either of them on any sort of social media.
So in our scope of things, very limited scope in some ways.
Like, I literally just checked to see if they're still together. They are.
Okay. Good for them. Great.
Apparently their families get along very well. I don't know
Even
if they've
better.
Like set a date
Maybe
yet.
Maybe they were legitimately just perfect for each other.
Yeah, no, they're both kind of like...
This process works.
The journey works. Can't call it a process.
Sorry.
That's very important.
No, you're right.
I learned that as I was reading a book about The Bachelor. You can't call it a process. If you call it a process, they make you re-record it and call it a journey. I'm very serious.
Really?
Yep.
I learned something new.
Yeah.
So does that mean we have to re-record this whole podcast?
No, we're going to keep calling it a process until we end up on The Bachelorette.
And then call it a journey.
And then it'll be called a journey.
Is it because of the process, the word process makes it, like, has maybe an inherently, like, kind of more negative tone to
it? Yeah, I feel
and
like it sounds very...
journey always feels like we're getting there, we're getting there together.
Process
means
it feels
like
very institutional.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I don't want to get too delve too deep into that.
No,
but
we can talk about it later.
That's very fascinating.
It is.
Huh, cool. Y'all learned something new today.
So Chris R. and Crystal.
Good.
Doing fine.
Nice. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Let's talk about another couple that came out a bit. Camille and Annalise.
They did not go as well.
They broke up pretty much immediately.
So that was more of the controversy that made people want to push Annalise to be the next Bachelorette, which I would hate.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Please no.
And don't get me wrong, I don't dislike
her. I don't dislike her.
I don't love her.
I don't love her, though. I just feel like, how would you have...
So...
She literally couldn't go on a date without having a mental breakdown.
So...
And I'm not trying to, like, disparage people who have had emotional traumas.
But let's be real about what we watched with Annalise.
But what we've seen with her is she is... Yeah, she's kind of... I don't think she's, like, stable enough to be the Bachelorette. Which, wow, that's a sentence.
Yeah. We could dissect that a whole nother time.
Those were words. Wow.
So,
but like we talked.
So
about,
I think let's just talk about that breakup real quick. So they had ended the show. Actually, the show as a couple.
Did they?
Yes, because he broke up with her on the after the final.
Yeah, notes. They broke up on after the final, like in front of America.
Yeah, shocked her. Completely shocked her. That's what made it the more controversial.
Holy shit, I forgot about this.
Yeah,
they broke up
dude. So, like, Camille and her...
Oh,
jump. To be fair...
Camille kind of sucks.
Camille sucks.
Like,
I never felt like they were a great couple anyway.
Yeah.
I just felt like Annalise was like, he's really hot. Let's hump.
Well, because Annalise also, like, had a lot of other relationships on that show that didn't go well.
And Ashford even said one point during that show, I was like, yeah, Camille and Annalise are out there humping. and I was like, yeah, that pretty much seems like what they're doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was a whole big controversy. And I'm not saying that she never deserve that.
She doesn't. And but like,
that's
like Camille is definitely kind of a dick
on the shit list. Fuck Camille. Like Annalise, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
you can do way.
I
better.
Do want what's I want Annalise to be okay.
She can
do.
She can do way better.
Yeah. I just want, I think, because like we were talking about on our one episode about Bip, she listed her fears.
Yes.
She's got a lot of them.
She's got a lot of them.
She's got a lot.
I think she was fine for a
Bip contestant. She got sent home like week three on The Bachelor.
She's fine for a Bip contestant because that made it kind of like an interesting like, ooh, yeah. Annalise story. Not fine as Bachelorette. No, I don't think
that would go great for her.
I think they should all realize right now that it just wouldn't be good for her, probably just her mental health.
Like, does she deserve love? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But does it need to be on television? I don't think so.
I just think it might hurt her, like literally hurt her more than it would help her.
Yeah.
So then should we go? I think we should save the most dramatic one for last.
Well, I mean, this is a couple that actually did end on Bip, because the other two couples, they broke up before the end of Bip.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a couple that we want to talk about here. And that couple that ended, you know, engaged on Bip was Jordan and Jenna.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm happy to talk about this one now, because this is kind of...
Let's talk about this one now, gone. Because this gets...
This is bonkers.
This gets yummy and wild. Real fast. So we both...
This is some bonk shit.
Let's backtrack a little bit. We both were very open about, during The Bachelorette, how we did not like Jordan.
Fuck Jordan.
And then Bachelor in Paradise happened.
I love Jordan. Jordan is, hands down, one of the best BIP contestants.
He was so good. He was so good. This boy needs to be protected. Like, he is great.
He was not meant for Bachelorette. But he is meant for the social aspect and the social.
I would love to see him come back on the next season of Bip.
He's so good. He's just. I'm just here, baby. You know, making all these jokes. I'm doing all this thing. This is my personality. I'm like, Jordan, you're fucking amazing.
He has one of the best moments on Bip was between him and John.
Yes.
When he
this shit.
Colton and Tia broke up on Bip, and they both left.
John was just asleep.
And they're doing like a talking head with Jordan about like what happened, and it gets interrupted by John just coming down the stairs, like, "Hey, what's going on?" And Jordan looks at him and says, "Dude, you're fucking up my take."
And John's like, "I'm sorry.
I just wanted to give you a hug, though."
Give you a hug.
And he gives Jordan a hug.
It's a really nice hug.
And then he's like, "Hey, have you seen Colton or Tia? I haven't seen them in a while." And Jordan just looks and says, Dude, they just left.
They broke up and left.
And John goes, "Oh, I was taking a nap. Damn.
Can you do that?
You can just leave."
And he's just like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And then Jordan's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
And John just goes, "Oh, man." And just like kind of walks away. Man. And Jordan just looks at the camera and laughs.
That was one of the greatest scenes ever.
It was one of the best.
It was organic.
Like, it was so organic.
That was pure.
And it was just like, you saw like, it. One, it was just pure, like you saw them. And also just like, just Jordan and John just like hugging each other.
It was
like,
really
nice.
I love a good, like, we hug a lot.
We do hug a lot.
A good man hug.
I love a good man hug.
Yeah.
And I think now is the time we should bring up, you know, just because, you know, people, you should disclose anything that could indicate that you have bias.
Yeah.
Jordan does follow both of us on Twitter now.
Hell yeah!
Jordan does follow both of us on Twitter.
So, okay, disclaimer, everyone should go fucking follow Jordan on Twitter. He has a fantastic
Twitter. His Twitter is incredible.
His Twitter is great. He does not give a shit. He will call you out. He'll make fun of you. But like, he's also like doing it. It's very tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Like, and he also tweets things like, "I think my soul was originally in a bald eagle."
Yeah. Like, so Jordan is a fucking, his mind is on a whole other level.
He's somewhere else. Like, he's living in the year 3018. Like,
yeah,
he's
like, Jordan's fucking amazing. And so he put out on his Twitter, "If you follow me, I will follow you back, but I will check out your Twitter bio, and if I don't like it, I will roast you." And thankfully, he didn't roast either of us. He didn't roast either of us, so we're good.
He liked our Twitter bios.
But
and like, I checked, he still follows us.
Yes, he's still
like,
following us.
Like, he didn't like do that and then unfollow people. No, he still follows us.
And he did roast a bunch of people.
He did.
Jordan's Twitter is fucking amazing. He did not pay us for this. This is purely organic. Jordan's Twitter is the shit.
We're both going to tweet at him as soon as this episode goes public. Because I want him to listen to it. Yeah. Imagine if we got Jordan on this show.
Oh my God, dude. Jordan, your two biggest fans are sitting here right now.
Oh my! So let's get back to that relationship, though.
Dude, let's be real here for a second.
Yeah.
Just for one second.
One second. Just one second.
I bet we'd be great interviewers. Because we would take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Like, this is dumb.
This is a dumb thing.
And we're okay being dumb.
Yeah.
But if we actually had to talk to one of the members of the Batch of Batch Nation, I feel like we would really want to, like, delve into their experience. I think we'd do a great job.
I think we would.
While, like, putting in our own, like, funniness into it, I think we could really have a meaningful conversation.
We could still get that trademark Alex and Alan humor out there while still getting that hot, juicy goss from the contestants.
And I think we could really have a meaningful conversation with them.
No, I do too. Fun. Especially
with
Jordan.
Just want to put that out there.
Especially with Jordan.
Oh, especially with Jordan.
Yeah.
I would want all of Jordan's sound bites. They'd be gold.
Oh, I want I just want to, like, Jordan, I hate clubbing.
Yes.
And but I would go to a club with Jordan.
Yeah, I would definitely love to go out with Jordan.
If Jordan said, "Hey man, you want to go to a club tonight?" I'd say, "Well, I hate clubs, but
I love you." Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go to a club with you.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Oh, my computer locked. I hope we didn't fuck up the recording. Hey computer. Yeah, all right, it sees me. We're still recording. I should really have my computer plugged in while we're recording.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about how we want to go clubbing with Jordan.
Speaking of Jordan and Jenna.
Let's talk about Jordan and Jenna.
So, there is some drama.
Well, there was some.
It's
kind of over now.
It's kind of over, but like that kind of...
It blew up.
That blew up a bit.
Real fast.
Yeah.
So Jordan and Jenna sort of had...
Spoiler alert, are no longer together.
They're not together anymore. They had a really nice relationship on BIP.
I thought so too.
I thought so. Because Jordan did, like, he was with Annalise briefly.
Right.
And then kind of things kind of came together. Things sort of fell apart there. And he asked Jenna...
Well, once Jenna showed up,
it's Jenna.
I want to put this out there.
I kind of loved them together.
As much as I loved them together.
Hit me.
I think there's a thing always in the back of my mind about Jenna. I just felt like Jenna definitely loved Jordan, definitely had feelings for Jordan. I just feel like there was an essence of her that was more like needed drama for it to work.
I could see that.
And wanted drama to kind of fuel their relationship. Because of like the whole bear thing, I think she wanted the drama to fuel that more.
Yeah. I
That's just kind of...
I like Jenna well enough, but she always strikes me as someone who's like...
I think she needs drama.
It's not so much that she needs drama. She does. But my read on her is that she's someone who's like, you know, always on, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're like it's hard. I feel like it's hard to like get like a real moment out of her.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this having only watched her on a TV show and not knowing anything about
her.
Right,
not actually knowing who she is.
And being on a TV show where you do kind of have to be on all the time.
Yeah.
But just like that's like kind of the persona she has. And
but she her more so than other contestants.
Yeah, whereas I think Jordan compliments that well because Jordan, I think, is also always on, but I don't think Jordan has an off.
No, he doesn't.
I think Jordan is just always Jordan.
I don't think Jenna has an off either. I think their energies complemented each other well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really had a very... Like, there was a lot of drama in that relationship because there was some... Because, like, of course, like, David had to get involved for some reason.
Right.
But, like, Jordan and Jenna, I think, they did have a nice relationship on the show that went pretty bad pretty quick.
Yeah. So what was it? Reality Steve?
Reality Steve. So Reality Steve, who is a guy on Twitter, some shit, who leaks. He's like known for his like Bachelor leaks, pretty much.
He's like always like looking for like he's always like data mining. That's not it. But but he's always like finding like the little like, ooh, this is I'm spoiling the Bachelor. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Like I'm always finding like the little things that are going on in here, like the little news that they're trying to like keep a little hush hush, maybe.
Yeah. So the day of the finale, which also coincides with after the final Paradise Rose, after Paradise, I think it's actually called, he leaks like a series of text messages.
It's no longer Paradise.
Yeah.
Because you were almost.
Almost Paradise.
But now it's no longer.
But Reality Steve leaked some text messages between Jenna and an unknown man. Basically admitting that she was only with Jordan for the sake of television. She doesn't really love him. And just saying that the whole thing was a sham that she created for television. And like those like text messages, like that leak happened like as I'm watching Jordan and Jenna like talk about getting married on live television.
Yeah.
Like I'm seeing this come out and Jordan is like sitting on a couch with Jenna saying, "Hey Chris, you want to officiate our wedding? It's going to be in June." And I'm like, "Oh no, Jordan. Oh no.
He doesn't." And so that was like a whole thing.
And this was like live, so I'm like, "Oh no, he doesn't know yet." Oh, like
yeah, he definitely don't know yet.
I'm like, "Oh no, Jordan, no."
I think we were all kind of like collectively like, oh.
The timeline on that may have been a little fucked up, but it was like either like during after or like right after the final.
Yeah,
rounds.
Very close.
We didn't have like a real like period there. We were like just, oh shit. So they broke up fast. Jenna still stands. She stands by that those texts were fabricated,
and that so she ha- and then so. What follows is Jenna hiring lawyers, hiring, going through a lie detector test, like having people like analyze the text. Like she's like,
yeah,
like this is happening. I have this police force doing this and that doing this. Like,
yeah.
And like, and Jordan's just like, yo, fuck the haters. Like, I hate this shit. Like,
yeah.
He's just, he's unhappy. And then she starts attacking him on Twitter and he starts like hitting back at her on Twitter, and like,
yeah,
there's a whole like that is not a good
no,
thing anymore.
That,
I think he definitely is like, I don't believe this, and I don't want like, because you don't want doubt in a relationship.
I don't want doubt. No,
that you're
I don't
gotta be married.
But I also, I wanted them to work out.
I did. No, I did.
I wanted them to work out,
but
they were like among
reality.
My favorite.
Steve doesn't seem like he's wrong that often, is he?
No, because he was also the one who leaked that Colton was going to be the next Bachelor.
Right.
He's been wrong before, because he also leaked that Peter was going to be the next Bachelor,
mm-hmm,
and then was wrong because Ari was the Bachelor.
Well, I think maybe Peter was supposed to and then turned it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has a pretty solid success rate.
Yeah, like his success is to not, was his right to not right, I think, is fairly skewed one way, right?
Yeah.
So it's not so much that like he's an unreliable source. He's fairly reliable.
Yeah,
in these,
which is why I don't follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, neither do I. But like,
I don't, because he does post a lot of spoilers. Like he will, like he's probably already tweeted something about like who
he's
wins this season.
He's probably already spoiled this episode
of Rose Before Rose.
Of Rose Before Rose before we finished it.
Probably, yeah.
You know, he's hacked into my snowball.
Yeah, he's like, he's already tweeting, hey, these guys said something insensitive about the California wildfires. Don't listen to their shit. It's like, oh, damn it, Steve.
Fucking Steve.
Reality Steve! So those are the three couples that sort of made it to the end of Paradise.
Yeah.
Now, there are two couples that broke up at the end of Paradise that got back together post-Paradise. Let's start with my second favorite, and then we'll talk about my first favorite.
Your number one.
My second favorite couple that broke up on Paradise and they got back together is Kevin W. and Astrid.
Yes. Who, they were a very long-standing couple for almost all
they
of Paradise.
They got together very quickly. I'd say like week two or three.
Yeah.
Because I remember, because Kevin did have a brief thing with Crystal.
And then Crystal was like, Kenny's over there.
And then Crystal was like, but not Kenny, though.
But then Chris is over there.
But Chris.
And then Kevin was like, well, this...
Oh, Astrid's
Astrid,
pretty cool.
I like Astrid. And then they just connected.
They just connected. And they had like a little bit of a rocky relationship on BIP.
Well, not, I wouldn't say
not
rocky,
rocky,
but there
just
were
like,
some, there were some moments where Camille's like...
Not Camille, Kevin.
Kevin, sorry.
They had some misunderstandings.
They had some misunderstandings, and they seemed to really support each other through any of those things, and they came out pretty strong on the other side of it.
But they did break up at the end of it,
yeah,
sort of citing like a lot of doubts, a lot of issues with, you know, potentially being long distance because Kevin is Canadian.
Yeah.
And then, so they broke up, and it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
And then after the final rose happens,
at that time too, they seemed like they were very much, even after the final rose, before I knew that like they were, you know,
getting back together,
it was like they seemed like they were at least still like in a good place too.
Yeah, no,
point,
they
so.
Definitely. It, when they broke up, it was definitely still like amicable.
Yeah.
As I remember,
they definitely respected each other a lot in this. They didn't feel like one was cheating on the other one or being like dishonest. It was just like they were trying to be as real as they could and not hurt the other person.
Yeah.
You could tell they definitely cared about each other a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're back together, and that's great.
Good for them.
Good for them.
But now
let's talk about...
Your number one.
My number one couple forever and ever. Joe and Kendall.
Jendal.
Joking.
Joking is better.
Yeah. No one, I think, is good enough for Kendall except for Joe.
No one is
good enough for Joe, except Kendall.
No one is good enough for Joe.
No one's good enough for Joe.
I'm not even putting Kendall on there.
No, I put Kendall on that list. I like Kendall a lot.
No. I soured is not the term. I had one moment where I was like, maybe not a great post here.
So here's where I am with this relationship. Their relationship on BIP was tricky.
Tricky is the
because,
good way,
but there's a lot of ways you can
look at
this.
I always feel like Joe is the most genuine boy.
I think Joe is probably the most genuine contestant we've had on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
like or on the like on this franchise.
I think Kevin is also a very
Kevin's
a very
up there.
Genuine,
Kevin's up there, but Joe boy. Is. Like, Joe gives it to you straight. When Chris Harrison
like,
asked
like,
him...
How was it? It was bad.
It was bad.
Like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I hope, like, what do you want me to tell you? I hope your date goes good? I hope it sucks.
Yeah, like, he said that because Kevin
went
on a date with Leo.
I loved that he did
that.
Because I was like, yeah, be fucking honest, dude.
Yeah.
How many women are like, I wish my boyfriend was more honest with me? Well, here's Joe. Telling you exactly how he feels.
Yeah. But that's the thing. They approached Paradise... In very different ways. Joe came to
Paradise
and basically like sort of like locked in on Kendall
their awkwardness just clicked.
It clicked so perfectly. It really did. Whereas Kendall was there and she always went back to Joe, but she kind of played the field a little bit more, which at the end of the day makes sense in Paradise.
Yeah, makes sense.
It makes sense in this context because John did that too.
John played the field a lot.
John basically kissed every single person on Paradise.
He was a smoochaholic.
And that's the thing. People talk about like this show and how you're supposed to like find like love and get married and engage at the end of it. But also, this show is filmed over the period of 18 days.
Yeah.
So like, really, what this is a smoochy vacation.
Smoochcation.
This is a smoochcation.
I can't think of other smooch words.
Yeah, but like I think John played that super well.
Yeah.
Whereas like. Because John was like, he was like going on a date with someone else every week. He was like kissing, but he never
to go on
like
dates with him too.
He
like,
never committed to anybody, no. Which in the context of this show seems off, but is actually
but
the right way
to
go
to
about
like,
it.
You're the but like you want him to like no, you're the person I want to be.
Yeah,
with. Like, I think that's the thing with John too. He's not committing because he's not the person he wants to commit to.
Yeah. Like, John and Olivia had, like, something of a relationship there. And then at the end of it, they're just like, cool, we're going to leave now and go back to San Francisco and hang out with his friends.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It was like, they literally just, like, walked off the show together and went, bye, guys! And that was it. And it was, like, really nice.
Yeah.
Because, like, they were like, we're not getting engaged. We're just going to hang out. It's going to be cool. And I'm like, yeah, John.
Good for you. You're the man.
Speaking of, just because I follow John on Instagram, he's currently in Chicago hanging out with Clay.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And not Joe?
Joe's in California with Kendall.
Oh,
still,
that's right. Joe's
yeah.
still in California.
Yeah, I think he's. I think Joe is going back and forth. We'll talk about that later.
Started,
but
to LA.
Kendall kind of did the same thing where she like played. She was like with other people during the course of the show. But
just Leo and John.
Really, just Leo and John here and there.
She barely John.
Barely
like,
John.
Barely
like she kissed John.
John
twice. But it was more just like that. She always like sort of kept like Joe in her back pocket.
Which never felt good.
Which
to
never
me.
Felt good. I felt like
that's what I'm saying. John would never. John. Joe wasn't gonna do that to someone.
No.
Whereas
Joe didn't go on a date with anybody.
I don't think that makes Kendall a bad person. I just think that it's okay in this context to do that, but still like
I just think that they were on different pages and
yeah.
they wanted to. They both did this differently. And whereas like you can
it took
cite,
longer for Kendall to understand her feelings. Maybe.
Yeah, and we talked about this like between you and me because this is what we talk about all the time.
Yeah,
it's been made very clear during like Kendall when she was on The Bachelor and also during the season of BIP that Kendall is very much. Afraid of commitment.
Because she hasn't had a lot of it.
Yeah. Whereas
she has, not because she's like, I just can't commit. It's just,
yeah.
I don't think she understands it
yeah.
as well.
Whereas
as,
like
yeah.
Joe arrived in Paradise and he's like ready to hunker down.
Yeah.
And
ready to find a match.
Yeah.
I want to be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
I want to be the
God, he
would have
been such a good Bachelor.
You've been the fucking greatest Bachelor
would
ever.
Such a good Bachelor. So and that's the thing, you know, they did have like a bit of a falling out talking about like communication and like in my head I'm like I feel like Joe was very upfront with how he felt.
I feel like Joe has communicated with you and he says that he's
yeah.
like what are you talking about?
Yeah,
because like, I have communicated everything
yeah.
to you.
Like because she was like you didn't tell me that you were upset when I went on a date with Leo when I kissed John. He was like yes I did.
I said I hope you have a bad time.
Yeah,
how much like.
Which like can we talk about that real quick? Like she was like, I'm going on a date with Leo and he literally says, I hope it goes bad.
That's what I'm just saying. Like
yeah.
I hope it goes bad. That's how much more communication.
How much clearer can you be?
This is the moment where I really like Ken, I just think you're in the wrong here. I think
yeah,
you're trying,
I do feel like she...
I think you're just
like,
looking for an excuse right now.
Yeah, again, I really like Kendall. I think Kendall is a wonderful, perfect
this
human.
Is,
but this was
yeah, this isn't an indictment on her as a person.
No, but just watching that show, I do think Joe was very straightforward and very upfront about how he felt. And I think that, but again,
you can't edit that differently. You like can't you listen to him say, "I hope you have a bad time on this date with someone else that isn't me."
Yeah, but I do. But I also stand by that the two of them, even though I'm so happy that they did get back together, they did sort of come into this show with very different strategies.
Right.
Kendall was sort of like a more of like a shotgun, like shoots going everywhere, whereas Joe was kind of like just like on one
target. I'd like
one
to target. Find someone and be with that person.
I
don't need to be with all these people.
Because I get that because it's very, because why would you want, and this is me, this is going to be my strategy when I'm going to be on BIP. Because I respect Joe's strategy, because why, because for me, why go on like a bunch of dates with a bunch of different people when sort of like end up like John, just kind of chill and heading off on the beach, going back to San Francisco,
right?
Or LA, I think he lives in LA actually. He's
more in the Silicon Valley area.
Yeah,
right?
but you can have like a pretty solid relationship for like 3 weeks on a beach. That like may or may not
and
end
like,
well.
Get a lot of drink, a lot of
tequila.
Alcohol,
but
and,
like also
because
you look at a relationship like Kevin and Astrid, who I'm so happy they got
maybe,
back together.
Maybe get laid, like
yeah. But Kevin and Astrid, like they had a really nice relationship for the most part.
I'm not trying to be crass, but
I know
the single guys are like, hey, maybe
yeah.
get laid.
Yeah.
Let's be fully honest.
Yeah.
I'm sure the women think that too.
Yeah. But my point about Kevin and Astrid is that they had like a pretty solid relationship, sort of kind of knowing that it wasn't going to work out at the end of it.
Yeah. Hoping it would, seeing if they could really try to make it work. And it seems like they have so far.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
I'm glad they got back together, but like it's two very different strategies. And like I get where Joe's coming from. I also get where Kendall's coming from, but that's just not my speed.
Right. I think because you and I just relate to Joe a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes us kind of always be in his corner.
Yeah, no, I'm always going to be in Joe's corner.
Joe's the best.
So Joe was also on Dancing with the Stars.
That was really cool.
That was really fun.
So not only is he like, hey, we're still together. Guess what, Joe? You're on Dancing with the Stars because fucking ABC loves you.
And it was
you.
Great because, so Chris, the way it was framed on After Paradise was like, Chris Harrison was like, so how are you guys going to live in LA or Chicago or what? And Joe's like, I don't know, we haven't really talked about that yet. And he and Chris Harrison says, well, I know a really great way that you could be in LA for a couple weeks.
How's that?
And Joe's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I pulled some strings. I know some folks. You want to be on Dancing with the Stars, Joe? And Joe's like, well, yeah, okay.
He's like, he definitely didn't want to do this. Let's be real. You can see the terror in his eyes. He's like, I got to dance in front of all these people? Like, but no, you're going to be on. He's like, all right, I got to say yes.
All right. And then he goes on Dancing with the Stars and goes down in history as like the worst dancer that made it the longest.
Again, I watched every dance he did. He definitely started out with... Even I was able to notice him messing up.
Yeah.
And
I'm not
a... I can dance, but I'm not like that kind of dancer.
Yeah.
But like from that to like his like later on dances...
He definitely gets there.
He absolutely improves.
Especially his return dance that had like him and like Nick and Wells and like...
Yeah. And there's one that he did like out for the show that had Jordan in
yeah.
it, which was very good.
Yeah. They
His partner was great. She was
yeah. Jenna was great.
They seemed to really, really get along very well.
Yeah,
and I thought it was beautiful.
They have a really nice relationship, him and Jenna, and it makes me happy to see that. Because like, there's a picture he posted, like a picture of him and Kendall, like in California together,
yeah.
and like there was a comment from Jenna saying, "I'm sorry, you're in California and you didn't tell me."
That I like that.
And I'm like, "Oh, they're friends."
And like again, he really does get better.
No,
like,
he does.
He's still like third place.
Yeah, but the thing is, since the show is about like audience voting,
right?
His
that's
scores
how.
Were super low from the judges.
The judges
like,
were unnecessarily harsh.
I think the judges were hard on him.
He definitely wasn't the best dancer.
If
it's towards the finals, be hard.
Yeah.
If it's your first dance that you've ever done, be like, I think it's fair to go. You know, clearly we can see that you're learning. But
yeah.
I'm gonna say for your first ever dance, that was very good.
Not bad.
Like, not bad.
Yeah.
Have like a medium to like higher medium score.
Yeah.
Not like have a fucking two.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was what it was, but they were like
he got
like,
some low scores, but
I was like,
yo, Bash Nation
son.
Loves him.
Yeah.
So he's getting those votes to stay.
Yeah.
Which like good on him. Like I because he did have some good dances.
They gave him low ones to get more votes for him to push him forward.
Maybe give him sort of like an underdog story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past them.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them to be kind of behind the scenes, like, we want to push him forward.
Yeah.
Because we need him to go forward because we're putting him on there randomly.
Yeah.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
So Dancing with the Stars, that was very good. Joe and Kendall are together.
They're still together.
They're very active on the gram.
They are. Joe is still doing his like food reviews, which is so great.
Joe's food reviews should just be a podcast.
Yeah, because they're all like
it's
these
pizza,
like
pizza. It's pretty good. Sauce is good. Give it a B. That's the whole podcast. That's it.
Like I see, like he's in New York and he's like, "Yeah, I'm at this place in the Lower East Side. Everyone told me to come here. It's good." It's
sauce is good.
It's not deep dish. I like deep dish. I'm from Chicago, but this is good. C plus.
Sauce is good. Crust is good. Cheese is good.
It's like do you watch Community?
Yes.
You remember Leonard's food review show?
Yeah, I do remember Leonard's food review.
Yeah, it's like that. Because and Joe and Kendall also have like a shared YouTube channel together where they're like cooking things together.
That's fun.
And it's adorable. It's really cute. And I highly recommend you check them out because it also it's a bit of both. It's a bit of like them cooking stuff together, and it's also Joe's food reviews.
Yeah, it's also Joe's food reviews.
He's like sneaking in a little bit of these food reviews in while they're cooking stuff. Like you're making hummus, and Kendall is like, "I like to put like this fire roasted red pepper in my hummus. I think it adds a nice flavor." And Joe's like,
"Flavor's good." And give it a B.
Joe looks and is like, "I don't know about that. Red pepper and hummus? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'll try it."
He's the best boy. He's so good. Bachelor Nation didn't deserve him.
No.
He's the best.
No, we didn't deserve Joe.
I mean, it's good. It's all right.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love it.
Okay, so that's the final couple there.
That's the final couple of BIP.
I think that kind of... Has that taken us to everything that we need?
That was pretty much it. Is there anything else we wanted to talk about on BIP? Can we talk about Kenny and Crystal's date real quick? Because I was really happy about that. I loved that date.
No, we did talk about that date.
But that was in the episode that got destroyed.
Was that in the... Are you sure?
Yes.
100% sure.
100% sure.
Oh, then I'm going to 100% believe you.
Yeah, that was in the episode that we destroyed.
Great, great, great date.
Early on in BIP, Kenny and Crystal went on a date.
A wrestling date.
And it was a luchador date.
It was sweet. And like Kenny's like explaining like why like who the bad guys and who the good guys are and why their masks are important.
Yeah.
And
the whole time I'm thinking like, "Ooh, Kenny, don't take Crystal, please." But that date was just so good.
Crystal had a pretty good BIP.
Crystal did have it was like a solid redemption arc. Yeah. It really was.
It was like, "Okay, like Chris R sucks, but you're not the worst in this."
Yeah. I was on board with her.
Yeah.
I don't like you. I don't like Chris. But let's talk about this Kenny Crystal date. We'll make it quick. I liked it.
No, it was very romantic.
It was very romantic because
got in and like wrestled in the ring.
Like because like the bad guys. I can't remember the Spanish name for it now. They're like coming down and they're like trying to hit on Crystal and like Kenny like literally gets up, pushes them away, and then like takes his shirt off and gets in the ring.
Which was good.
It was definitely 100% stage, but it was so cool.
But that was sweet.
Like would that not get your like loins frothing just like in general? It's like hachi machi, Kenny. I was like, yeah, Kenny, because like he gets in the ring,
slice
and he's like throwing
piece.
Down. And then like when the match is over, he's like having dinner with Crystal and he says like, you know, traditionally, you know, at the end of a match, the winning luchador would give his mask to his woman, and he's like, "I don't have a mask, so I'm going to do this." And he kisses her, and I'm like, "That was so cute."
Everyone just goes, "Nice move,
Kenny.
Nice move. That was very smooth."
Were there any other BIP hot takes? We talk about it so much. I love BIP so much, and we just didn't cover it at all.
But I think we covered what needed to be covered from the end of BIP till now,
like Colton and Tia, we don't need to talk about anymore because the world has talked about them for too much. Jacqueline was on BIP for 10 minutes. Then she got sent home.
Jacqueline fucking does not love the Bachelor process.
No.
Does not love the Bachelor journey. She tweets at them like about like criticizing them a lot. I love Jacqueline.
I do love Jacqueline.
She's like, "This is bullshit. I don't like how they did this. You should see this. They're treating me this way." And I'm like, yo, Jacqueline does not.
Yeah.
Hold back. Like, I love that about her.
And then she went to Burning Man with Jordan. Not model Jordan, New Zealand Bachelor.
Yeah, which I thought that was very interesting.
Which was like a neat relationship that I think didn't last. But yeah. Like, it's cool.
She's very like, read some of her tweets about like when my
Bachelor's
going. No, I'm saying this to the two people who listen to us.
Okay.
Read some of her tweets. She is very critical, like in a good way, of the whole the journey.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know she is. It's good. I like Jacqueline a lot. Oh, Angela.
Angela and Clay.
Angela was on Bip.
Had a thing with Eric.
Had a brief thing with Eric, and then...
That kind of ended poorly.
That, yeah, didn't end great. And then it sort of appeared on Instagram that she's now dating Clay.
And they're
Are they still together?
They're still together.
Good!
Yeah, they seem like they're having a very good relationship.
Good!
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. God, that makes me happy. Any other relationships that notable came out ones? Of this? The show did Will's dirty again.
It did Will's dirty again.
Who else was on here?
Here's the thing. Will's is a really good boy, but he's just kind of a boring boy.
Yeah, I feel like he's getting a bad edit.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at who else was on here. Like, someone named Cassandra. I remember her. But
I remember her. She was the Russian guy that they called.
No,
the
that was Shoshana.
Oh, that was Shoshana. That's
yeah,
right.
That was Shoshana.
Who was Cassandra?
Cassandra. She showed up. She briefly dated Jordan, actually, not Kiwi Jordan, for like a minute. And then it kind of ended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, she kind of showed up for a while. Diggy was there for a minute.
He was there at one point.
Diggy feels like he's going to become, like, a new, like, Nick Vile. Of just, like, he just keeps showing up.
I'm here! And get out!
And everyone's like, what are you doing here? Go away. Wells and Yuki were perfect.
Wells and Yuki were fucking perfect.
I feel like we're stalling for time again.
Like, We're just winding down.
Hour five.
Hour five? That's good for us.
That's good for us,
We usually go like hour 15.
Are we going to do a... There's no really game to play right
there's
now.
There's no game to play, but remember we discussed going forward a change that I was kind of interested in.
Okay, we can try
I don't think
this.
We have to put... No, I don't think we can have to try it today, but I think it's something that like... I think we can try going forward.
Okay.
So something that I kind of... wanted. I just felt it was interesting. So I listened to a bunch of other podcasts, and I got the idea from this. So this other podcast that I listen to does what's called the Parent Corner, where they talk about things in their parenting lives, whether good or bad, that have gone on in this past week or in their lives recently. And I was like, that's awesome, but can we do that with dating? Because everyone has either good or shitty or funny or maybe a little sad or some sort of dating story that they can share. And if someone would feel comfortable sharing that, we can share those kind of funny things.
Yeah.
So I wanted to call it like the relationship corner or something maybe better than that.
We'll
workshop that. But so going forward, I'm thinking like that might be a fun thing. And I was thinking it's a good way for us to maybe engage people who listen to this show.
Yeah.
So you can call us up in the middle of this and we can Skype you in and let you talk about your relationship if you have a good story you want to tell us about.
And like, keep in mind, this is a comedy podcast, so like, we're looking for goofs.
Yeah, the funnier the better, but I'm just...
If you want to tell us something like really nice that like your boyfriend or girlfriend did for you...
I'll make fun of it. And like, that was gross.
Well, yeah,
happiness is for the weak.
We'll probably go, gross.
Yeah, gross.
Because like, we were talking about like sharing some of our own dating stories on this podcast, and Alan was the one who brought that up. He was like, yeah, what if we shared some dating stories? And I laughed and said...
They're all sad.
And I'm like, none of my dating stories are funny. Also, there's maybe like three of them.
You're trying to be a comedian. You can make them funny.
I can make... Well, no. But
challenge.
I don't have the backstock of that.
That's true.
Like, I don't have a long story dating history.
I have a longer dating history.
I am chronically single.
Like, I have a longer dating history of just like even just single dates that I've gone on that weren't good. but funny at times, like to talk about later.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that like... I just think it's something to explore. I think it's a good way to... Or maybe not something we do every week. But at least, like, if we get some, we'll figure it out. We can have that segment in the show.
Yeah.
So just, you know, like, Bros Before Roses is an ever-evolving, ever-changing...
It changes.
Ever-increasing.
Yeah.
And improving podcast.
It's true.
So that was one way I thought that we could help, you know, kind of make our podcast even better.
Yeah. All right. That'll play. I like that. I'm trying to think. There's really nothing. Like, we'll talk about...
I think that's just a good thing to say, too.
Yeah.
This was, I think, we really wanted to do this because we just wanted to recap everything, get ourselves back out there and do this.
Yeah. Apologize.
We are very sorry that this took so long. Alex and mine's lives are slowly kind of getting back to a normalcy.
Yeah.
But we don't want you to fear. We are going to have another episode talking about our first impressions.
Yep.
And we are going to be on a regular schedule every week for episodes talking about Colton's Bachelor Journey.
Yes, we will be back.
So don't worry, that is, we are absolutely doing that.
So we may, so we'll, I'd like to have a new episode out next week.
Yes.
About the first impressions.
I'll be available.
Okay. I'd like to do that. And then we'll probably, like, go dark until Colton's season.
Yeah.
Because
you can follow us on our Twitters.
Yeah. After next week, when we do the first impression, it was like the week after that, we start getting into like holidays and like New Year's.
And then I think everyone's kind of be like on the, doing their own shit anyway.
Exactly.
That's a fine time.
Yeah.
To kind of not doing
so
anything.
like we probably went dark at a really bad time already, but we're going to do it again for like 2 weeks and we'll come back for Colton's season.
Yeah.
So we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. We'll definitely see y'all next week.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week. We want to do that. And then we'll hopefully be back on a more regular schedule come Colton's season.
Yeah.
Definitely
back on our weekly basis come Colton season.
Yeah. Cool.
Sweet.
We should do other end of show stuff. You mentioned Twitter earlier.
I did mention Twitter.
We both are on Twitter. I'm at Old Man Beefy.
I'm at BossMoss91.
I tweet a lot of sad things and a lot of bachelor things and occasionally jokes.
I really have been being more active on Twitter. So start following me. I try to tweet as humorous stuff as I can. Maybe some political stuff, some bachelor stuff. Definitely when there's like bachelor stuff going on, I'm like, yo, check this out.
Yeah.
I tweet at Jordan to put on his confidence a lot.
I tweeted something the other day that I thought was funny.
You tweet some great stuff.
Well, here's the thing. So I tweeted the other day saying that I just said, if dreams can come true, so do nightmares.
I love
thinking
this.
That was going to be really funny. And like,
I thought it was hysterical.
I thought a couple people were like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I thought that was... No,
I was hilarious.
I wasn't saying something bad happened to me. I was thinking, like, if, like, your dreams can come true, so can, like, a clown with chainsaws for hands.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was very funny.
Like, I was trying to be funny about that. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. I'm not that sad.
Like, I am pretty sad, but, like... So follow us on Twitter. You can follow us, like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Bros Before Rosecast, on facebook.com/BrosBeforeRosecast.
That's it.
You can get in touch with us there. You can also get in touch with us on our host Anchor, which is a wonderful platform. It also allows you
very family friendly.
Very family friendly. It allows you to leave voice messages for your favorite podcast, provided they're hosted by Anchor, which means us. If you leave us a voice message talking about anything, talking about your dating life, talking about The Bachelor, talking about what you had for dinner last night.
Telling us about how insensitive we are, talking about California's wildfires.
Telling us we're both going to hell. We know already.
We know that.
But leave us a message and we'll play it back on an episode if you're chill with that.
If you're chill, we're cool. We'll ask you first.
Yeah.
Follow us. Oh, sorry.
I'm just saying we'd really like some listener interaction. That'd be really cool.
Be really, really cool.
And you said follow us
on Instagram is another thing you can follow.
I don't want people to follow me on Instagram.
I want people following me on Instagram. I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers.
Okay, I don't
I'm
want
close
to.
I'm over halfway.
And my Instagram is also Old Man Beefy, so I'm pretty easy to find.
Also, BossMoss91.
I mainly just post selfies.
I'm pretty active on the gram.
I pretty much just post selfies.
I post a lot of stuff.
I'm not very good at Instagram.
I'm trying to get that 1,000 followers.
Okay.
This is my shameless self-promotion.
Do it. How many followers do I have? I have 371 followers.
Yo, I'm killing you right now.
No, I mean, just like, do I know that many
I mean,
people?
I'm not that popular, but I'm like moderately internet famous.
I know, no, but I'm just like...
Sorry, slightly internet famous.
I don't even think I know that many people.
My job has more followers than me.
Well, of course it does.
Anyway, I think that's...
I think we should kill it there. Is there anything... There's nothing else. Get in touch with us, Anchor. We're available on podcasting apps, but that feels like such a dumb thing to say because if you're listening to us, you already have a podcasting app. I don't know why I promote other podcasting apps every episode. Listen to us on Pocket Cast and iTunes and Google Play. It's like, you've already picked a podcast platform.
Clearly,
if you're listening
to
us.
Clearly, you've done it correctly.
Yeah, I'm going to stop doing that every week. That's the dumbest thing.
Clearly, you already did it.
Yeah. We're not doing Play the Game because there's really no game.
There's really no game.
We'll do like a first impression kind of deal. I'm so mad we didn't cover BIP because we had that cheeseburger in paradise thing. I'm so mad.
We really did.
Yeah, we fucked that
Shit.
Up good. That's it.
We'll do better next time.
We'll do better next time. This episode was a cluster truck.
I loved this.
This was fun. But let's end it. Guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been the most
dramatic episode yet. Tuh.
Do you really have to do that?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. We're doing our best.
I just wanted to get it. On the Discovery Channel. What is the point of that?
I don't want to talk about the point right now.
No, don't fucking do that.
I haven't played.